Das Schulinternetradio des Gymnasiums Brake präsentiert.
An English podcast with creative writing expert Claire Wigfall. The English faculty at Gymnasium Brake was very happy to welcome back renowned author and teacher Claire Wigfall. Claire holds an MA in creative writing and currently teaches at Bard College Berlin. She has been a regular visitor to our school since 2015. In her creative writing workshops, she teaches our A-level students all the secrets about fictional writing and shares her own stories and tips. For this podcast, we ask Claire about her inspiration for her stories, her top tips for students when it comes to creative writing, and what her future plans are. We thank Claire for answering our questions and for being with us again this year, and we hope that you enjoy listening to this short podcast.
Hello to all the lovely students and teachers at Gymnasium Brache. As always, it was a pleasure to visit your school. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed working with the students who attended my workshops, and I hope that they had fun too. Talking of inspiration, what inspired me with the two stories that I shared in my workshops? One was a very short story called Mrs. Evely Nash, and the other was a longer story from my first book that's called Safe. So Mrs. Evely Nash was actually inspired by a photograph, and I shared the photograph with the story when I read it. And with this, I looked at the photograph and I just thought about it a little bit and thought, what might be the story behind it? And that was how I came up with my interpretation. But of course, any of you could probably look at the same photograph and come up with a very different story of your own. So Safe was a story that I started writing about a situation where babies started to disappear. And I was writing it at the time when there was a big news story about little girl Madeleine McCann, who went missing in Portugal. And this interested me just because it was such big news. And I was thinking about the things that frighten people. And it was very clear that the idea of a child just disappearing was something that really tapped into people's fears. So I used that as an inspiration for my story. I also was thinking about a fairy tale, which is the fairy tale, The Pied Piper of Hamelin, which again is a story in which, first of all, there's rats that plague a town. So in my story, some rats appear in the house of the woman who is the central character. But also in the Pied Piper story, the children all disappear. So that was in the background of my mind when I was writing the story. As to my tips for creative writing, well, I have a lot, but I'll try and just give you a few of them here. The main thing I always say when I teach creative writing is that there are no rules. So just keep reminding yourself of that if you're giving it a go. There's no rules. You can do anything that you want. You can experiment. You can play. You don't need to get it right. So along that line, the same thing goes that really just follow your inspiration and your imagination. It's a great thing, creative writing, because it means we can use our imagination, which often we don't get to use as much as we might like as we get older. But just play with it. See where your mind takes you. Nothing is too crazy when you're doing creative writing. Don't worry about the end product. This is very important. Just have fun and the end product will come, but don't worry about it, because sometimes that can put pressure on you when you begin. And likewise, don't worry about the spelling and the grammar, because all writers begin with a first draft and then you can correct everything later. So just throw yourself into it, have fun, and that's, I think, the best way to get the most out of creative writing. As to me, what next? Well, I'm working on a new collection of stories, and I hope I'll get those out before too long. But the other thing I have planned is, in a year's time, I hope to come back to the Gymnasium Brakke. So, see you all then. Bye.